Tonight, look at me. Tonight, I am whiskey free. I broke my own credential code. I broke my own credential code. Tonight, I let you down. Tonight, our world's got turned upside down. This night, it will go on. Whiskey here or whiskey gone.
Damn it. I'm almost to the bottom of the freaking quart jar here. Come on. Edit it. Do a redo. Do it again. Damn it, Todd. Work your magic.
We're talking about a man.
That's me.
Who's esteemed. He's known worldwide.
You heard him.
He has listeners everywhere.
Woo!
Damn near every corner of the globe.
That's far.
Mr. Todd.
Let's go. I'm a podcast veteran. Been in the game for 10 years. I got the co-host that knows most, and that's Johnny. And I'm Toddy. This is the TC.
What's up, and good evening to you. This is Todd Orner from the Toddcast coming at you from the great state of PA. Central PA, to be exact. My name is Todd Orndorff. I'll be your party host for this evening. And along with me today, from parts unknown, he's the hype man for Tattooed in a Wild, the raging redneck himself, Johnny Simonetti, or Simonetti. It never matters, because he is ready. Johnny, what's up, my friend?
What's up, homie? How are you this week?
What's up, my homie?
I'm going to change that up one of these days.
You're going to what? That's what you used to say. What's up, my homie?
That's right.
Hey, dude, speaking of homies, do we have another homie on the air with us tonight?
I do believe we do.
I do believe. Folks, we have a third member tonight. It's a very special episode because we are going to be talking some about the Atomic Drop Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Mr. Sir Justin Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Atomic Drop Show. I'm your charming, colorful, and oh-so-handsome host, Justin Time. And currently alongside me in central Pennsylvania is Todd Orndorff. And not too far from Sir Todd Orndorff is Johnny Simonetti, or Simonetti. It doesn't matter what his name is, because all three of us have all made amends. And here we are on this planned takeover edition of the Atomic Drop Show. Or Toddcast, or whichever goes first or second, you choose.
Okay, but I do have a question. Did you just pronounce my last name Simonetti?
Yes,
it doesn't matter what your name is.
Johnny, you heard that. I'm so glad you heard that too.
Trust me, y'all. I did. I heard it. That's not the first time I've heard it. But I'm like, oh, come on, Justin. Gosh.
As he says at the top of the show, it really doesn't matter.
That's right. It doesn't matter what your name is.
I mean, I can call you Party Foul Johnny, too. I mean,
yeah, you're exactly right. That's my Kitty and Shiner show name.
They can call you Hot Pocket John.
Hot Pocket John. That's right. I've been called worse.
This guy's got so many aliases, he could stay off the grid for years.
So, Justin Time, you're on the show today. Do you want to explain to everybody what's going on while you're here?
Well, besides taking a massive corporate takeover, which I plan on doing, but first I must take a play out of your playbook. It's time for credentials.
Uh-oh.
Eric got me some nice Genesee Brewery brewed right here in Rochester. Hang on a second.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to do a confession.
Oh, no. I was not going to let you get away with that. I can promise.
What are you talking about? I would let you get away with it.
I know. No, you wouldn't.
I know I would. I know I wouldn't.
Thank you. I know you wouldn't.
Folks. As the host of the show, as the creator of the show, this fine program that you, for some odd reason, choose to tune into each and every week, all around the globe, I have a confession to make. a long time ago, I decided, hey, anytime you're on a show, you at least need a whiskey in hand, or you need a whiskey or at least a beer in hand. I'm so flustered about the whole situation, I can't even talk. And a rip. If you do chew snuff, you got to have a rip in too. Folks, for the first time in the show's history, I, Todd Orndorff, am credential free.
That is one day sobriety right there. I'm proud of you.
For one day sobriety. I got kids. I did it for the kids. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know, like, I've been talking to Johnny, like, a lot. I've spoken to Johnny a few times, but, you know, like, I always promote that I drink whiskey on this show. Why on earth am I not contacting or being contacted by whiskey companies? I always talk, you have every episode, I say, hey, boom, I drink whiskey. People, throw your liquor at me. I promise I'll catch it. But except for tonight. I am credential free. I'm embarrassed. It's a piss poor job of being a host. Yeah, I don't even know who I am right now. Yeah, see, now, look. So I hope you guys enjoy yours. I hope one of you at least have two so you can have one for me.
Well, no, I'm not wasting this and pouring this down for my homies down there.
This is going down the gullet. He's not dumping it out for my homies. Well, I'll tell you what. You know me. I normally have a beer in hand. Well, I have a little something extra tonight. I'm actually.
Whoa, Johnny, hold on, bud. I mean, remember when I used to have a professional show? What are you talking about? You meant a beer.
Sipping out of a. Huh?
You're sipping.
Yeah, I'm sipping out of a mason jar tonight.
Oh, that's what we do a lot in our house.
That's fine china right there.
You gotta love the mason jars, man. Is that not the most? Is a mason jar not the most versatile piece of like household equipment, whatever you want to call it? I think. It can be used for freaking anything.
Absolutely. Dude. Absolutely. You can't go wrong with a mason jar.
You can it. You can drink out of it. You can make a candle out of it. If you got an intruder, you can chuck it at it. Like what? You got it. You got all your bases covered.
Yeah, you keep your bacon grease in it. Come on.
You keep your bacon grease?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
To cook later. Pop some bacon grease in a pan. Let it melt down. Let it sizzle down and throw some eggs in there. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I keep my bacon grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you did not know, Mr. Todd Orndorff has his own Pinterest page for mason jars. If you go to you'll be surprised at how many mason jar crafts that this man has underneath his pins.
Is there one being made at this moment?
There very well could be.
Oh god, is Donnie here?
No.
God knows he doesn't do nothing. It's probably his only activity. So we have Sir Justin Time on the show today, and he's got some pretty big news. He has been on Blog Talk Radio since 2009, correct?
Roughly around, yes.
2009, 2010. And, ladies and gentlemen, he is officially done with Blog Talk Radio. And it's pretty special for me because that's where I got my start as well. That's how we all met. And, to be a part of the very last episode, I feel pretty good about that, man. It was really cool because you were a part, I think it was like my second show that I ever did back in the day on Blog Talk Radio, the PWH Pro Wrestling Hour. And I don't know, man. It's just like, what's the change going to be like? It's kind of a big farewell. Like, there's one thing you know, and now we're branching.
It is a big farewell, however. It was a long time coming. Me and Kyle have been tossing this around back forth for a long while now. We've been trying to figure out what would be the best course of action, which would have been, obviously, we are going to Spreaker. And with Spreaker, we are able to at least keep our show somewhat the same. We looked at other hosts, too. And other hosts just really don't compare to what Spreaker offers. which I'm completely all for. And plus, the price difference is just astronomically way, way better. I was talking to Titty from the Titty and China show, and he, believe it or not, uses a speaker too. So he was rather ecstatic that we were actually going over there. And Kyle has been using speaker off and on throughout the course of the years he's been on the air too. So I feel like it's a very good fit for everybody, except for me, because I'm still trying to learn what the hell to do there, because I have a feeling I will be a designated producer there. So other than that, that's all that we got going on. Just a big switch. Feel happy, alleviated. A weight has been lifted off of our shoulders here at the Atomic Drop Show. Bad that we're leaving, however, it's off to greener pastures.
You said you're going to be the designated producer. Are you going to be a designated Donnie?
I could very well be. I don't think I can carry a torch to what Donnie does.
I don't think many people can.
As you could possibly. Not a lot of people can, but as of right now, you can't see this, but me and Mr. Orndorff are doing more of a video chat right now, and I cannot grow the mullet as good as Donnie can.
It's getting there.
And
I saw a photo of what I believed to be Johnny the other day, and the reason why I believed it could have been Donnie is because this individual was wearing a Dixon flannel. And the beaver paddle had length that was almost, if I could describe the length of this beaver paddle, it would probably be pit to knee. It was so freaking long. And so he's been growing it back. It's been a while now. A Dixon flannel, an extremely long mullet, and I'm not going to mention, I won't bring that up, but I got a feeling it was Donnie. Johnny, have you had any recent sightings of Donnie?
I have not. Not of late, I have not.
I feel like he's a guy you could just pick out of a crowd, and you're like, Donnie's going to be here. And, like, nobody ever show you, but, like, you could find him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like if we could reach out to his sister, Marie, I think we'd be able to get a better... grasp on its location.
Dude, I had that wrote down at one time.
I seriously want to congratulate you, man, on the length and the longevity on the show over there on Blog Talk, because you know it's a different platform than anything else. You know, it's a different way to do things. And at times, I'm sure it could get frustrating and such, but I think now that you guys are going to make the leap, I found that switching to a different platform was a lot easier to do the show, make the show better, to make my show seem more podcasty instead of live radio, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, man, I think you guys are going to be rock stars over there on Spreaker, so... I mean, anytime you guys need something, anytime you guys need some extra ears or some extra voices on the show, make sure you let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Without question, I'll do that.
So, yeah, man, that's pretty freaking awesome. Johnny!
Yes, sir?
How's that apple pie moonshine?
It's pretty damn good. It is pretty damn good. Sorry, I was sitting here looking for something because I had something written down, but I don't know what I did with it.
Always professional. It's gone. Highest professional grade show I've ever been on.
Okay, yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, this is without a doubt the highest quality in production show that you'll probably ever be on.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you this since the feud. And it's not the debate question. So you can breathe a sigh of relief right now.
Oh, I'm good, baby.
I bet you are. What is your beef with Jim Apple whiskey?
Something funny, Johnny?
I am an advocate for it. I believe it's delicious.
You're the Paul Heyman for Jim Beam, Apple?
Jim Beam. Yeah, Jim Beam, Apple. I love it so very much. Mia Kunis told me to drink it, and she told me to drink it fast and well, and I have. And I found putting maybe a little bit of ginger ale in there makes it a delicious little cocktail right there.
First of all, if you walk into a place and say, give me Jim Beam apple with ginger ale, they might throw you out around here where I live. That ain't happening.
Well, I'm from New York, so you know how that goes.
Jim Beam is a wonderful guy. He's taken care of me he's taken care of me many a time. But he tried to get a little cute when he added some Flavor Flav, you know what I mean? I'm not... When it comes to whiskey, I'm not a vodka guy. I don't even drink vodka. I think I had vodka one time in my life. I love tequila. I will drink shots of tequila all day long, straight. But whiskey, I can't do the flavored whiskey. I tried the honey crap before. I unfortunately tried the Jim Beam apple. I could have had a credential tonight, but I because it's still in my house. That's how... You want to know how bad it is? I could have had a credential and lived up to it. And credentials mean a lot to me on this show, believe it or not. As silly and stupid as it may be, it's because it's an opportunity to just have a beverage throughout the week. It's really nice. But I could have had it tonight, but I hate that crap so much. It's sitting somewhere in my... I don't even know where it is. I know it's here. My kid, I ain't gonna say. I didn't say my kid got into it, but no, they know. They know better.
Nice catch.
No, they never did. I promise. It might have been our dog, though.
Now, what's your thought on a Crown Royal apple, or is it just straight up just flavor or anything?
There's no flavor, man. You can't. I don't like any flavored whiskey at all. I don't know whether it's. Freaking, I don't know, dude. I just don't like it. Although I did try that peach. Remember that peach, Johnny Boy?
I remember that.
That was good.
We brought that up on the episode.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You tried to rub it in my face in front of everybody. Look, dude, I got a gimmick here, okay? I'm trying to live the gimmick, all right? Jim Beam peach is really good. I will say that. I don't think I could do it all the time. It was a little too sweet for me. I like the burn. I like the raw realness of just like... grandfather whiskey, you know? I want it to knock me down. I want my leg to quiver.
Listen, the only time I want to do that is if it's sitting there trying to battle the flu that I have. I mean, if I have that, by all means, I'd be more than happy to swill down half a freaking gallon of it. It cuts the flu down in half. Because I'm a big advocate of if it's burning, it's working. That doesn't matter what.
Johnny, can you say that that is true? If it's burning, it's working?
Well, I can tell you this much. When I lived in West Virginia, if you got a cold, my granddaddy Turner, he'd always tell me, he'd say, Johnny, come up here. If you were feeling bad, he'd take me up there to his international scout. He'd pull out from underneath his seat a bottle of whiskey. He'd say, here, take you a snort of this. It'll make you feel better. Well, it burned, and it made you feel better. So that's all I'm saying. It never failed.
Never fails.
You know how many times I faked being sick?
Times are different then, Johnny. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, real quick, remember when I told you I was looking for something here and I couldn't find it?
Yeah.
Back to the Donnie thing right now.
Oh,
you know the only reason he's on the show, right?
I don't like this guy before you continue. I really don't, but go ahead.
You don't like what?
I don't like Donnie, but go ahead.
He has the hookup. The only reason he's on the show is because his cousin's ex-girlfriend's best friend's, because she's a lesbian's ex-girlfriend's brother, knows Titty. That's the only reason why.
Wait, hold on, reverse that and spin that again.
Hold on, Justin, this is real, by the way. Go for it, Johnny.
All right, it's only because his cousin's ex-girlfriend's best friend's, because she's a lesbian's, ex-girlfriend's brother. That's the only reason that he's even on the show.
It's like just 70 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there, man.
But that's a quote. That's a quote. Do you know how many times I had to go back and listen to that shit and write that down? That is a big kitty quote from his mouth.
I think he said that on my episode.
Yeah. I knew I had it.
Yeah.
I just had to find it. I laughed so damn hard, I said, oh, I got to write that down.
Oh, boy. So, Justin Time, when are we thinking that the Atomic Drop Show will be on Spreaker?
By next week. We gave our two-week notice in last week to everybody when we had the fine people of Reload Rub, Stacey and Joel. Nice shout-out right there to them.
Absolutely.
Faux show.
Again, thank you for coming on to our show, for being our final guest of the Atomic Drop Show on Blog Talk Radio. Greatly appreciate. We made the announcement there. We also made a secondary announcement right there. I don't know if you guys have listened to that announcement or not, or heard about that announcement.
Pottinger on Rochester.
That's right. Shameless plug right there, baby.
Justin Time has a new show, folks.
Believe it or not, I got the music all queued up, too.
Hit it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Time of the Atomic Trap Show, and I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I will be producing with a host of very talented, inspiring individuals around the Flower City. It's called Potting Around Rochester. I will be going all over Rochester, New York, maybe even further out, to highlight some of the unsung heroes of the working class, and I might even get a few famous guests on, too. Give it a listen wherever you download your podcast from.
Nice.
So, shameless plug right there.
So what gave you the idea to do Potting Around Rochester?
The idea that gave me... I've been toying around with the idea of doing a secondary podcast forever. I wanted to do an SEC podcast with Johnny, but Johnny's just a straight up LSC fan right there. And
LSU,
excuse me. Sorry, my credentials are hitting harder than I thought. And
my man.
And I've been toying around with different ideas. I've been talking around to Matt of the BICBP Radio Network, too. I've been trying to get a hold of him, trying to do a secondary show with him. But that dude's got 6 podcasts already lined up, already in queue. And it's like, that dude ain't budging. Tried talking to Kyle. Kyle is, as much as I love him, he's a busy individual. It's a struggle to get him to do our show. And I respect him for at least breaking away from what he does to do our show once a week. And what gave me the idea was that I am a blue-collar worker, or used to be a blue-collar worker. I worked at General Motors for 5-6 years. And that was in the hot, dirty dankness known as General Motors.
In the grime.
It was grimy. I mean, we didn't get air conditioning inside that plant when it was like 90 degrees, 95 degrees. And when it's cold, it's colder than hell. And I was just sitting around thinking, what can I do? I mean, I want to talk about these people here. And then I thought about your friend of mine, Jimmy Z, and how much of an entrepreneur he is. And he just goes out and he just makes stuff happen. Anything he touches pretty much goes to straight up gold. And I'm thinking of all these other jobs too. Like, I'm gonna probably break kayfabe for a second, but my real life job, I am the director of marketing at a doctor's office. And I was talking to my doctor, my boss, and he owns his own practice. And all these things were coming at me all at once, and I got Facebook friends. I'm sure everybody's got a friend who owns a business on Facebook that chills. I know I see Todd sits there, and you post beds and a ice cream bar or whatever else you can humanly make out of a wooden lathe. I'm sure baseball bats are coming soon. Baseball bats by Orndorff.
Orndorff Slugger is coming at you.
There you go. 2020. And I sat there, I said, well, these people need a bigger outlet on how to express their jobs and what they do and how they impact their community. How long have they been doing this? What got them involved? And I want to be their voice to help them broadcast out amongst Rochester and maybe even, as I said, further out. I'd like to possibly go down to the southern tier. The southern tier of Rochester is down in wine country. I'd love to go down to the wineries, talk to some of the owners of the wineries down there, see what inspired them to get into the wine business. What was their passion? What made them think about starting wine? What's their process of choosing a wine, or what came up with the idea of this wine? There are so many different possibilities out there to ask these business owners, and I really just want to get down to the nitty-gritty and try to figure out what's inside of their head and what made them choose the choices that they did. And I figured this podcast will help me understand them and also help promote their business.
You know, that's something really cool, dude. I'm happy for you about that. And it's funny the way that you ended it, because, and Johnny, I haven't told you this yet, but the other day I spoke to Joel and Stacy over the phone.
Right.
Of Reload Rapid Seasoning. And, you know, we were just kind of catching up and stuff, and what we were talking about is kind of similar to what Sir Justin Time's saying. I said, you know, I've wanted to do a podcast with those two about why they got into podcasting. What is it that keeps you going in podcasting? Because as the three of us know, we are sitting here right now, it is a lot of work putting out a podcast. Justin Time, yes, producer of the show, how much work is this?
Back in the dizzle, me and Kyle used to spend hours. And I kid you not, we're talking East Coast versus West Coast time. I would go to bed around
3 o'clock in the morning.
I go to bed at 3 o'clock East Coast time, and he would still be able to be up on the West Coast time. And me and him would sit there, and we would go back and forth so far about different things and how to keep the show fresh and different and unique. And I feel like the reason that he and I worked so well together after, like, for 10 plus years, because you don't hear of people in the business with podcasts or radio shows like that still friends, because it's unheard of.
Right.
But I feel like what makes him and I different is that it is the distance between us. Because I feel like I would sit there and I would just annoy the living hell out of him every given day in my life.
Well, I know for a fact that I would do that to Johnny. I would probably annoy the living shit out of him.
And either he or I would just sit there and just snap, and that would be it. But I believe that the distance between us makes it far easier, because we can easily just sit there, shoot a text, or I call him like every other day and shoot him an idea or ask him how he's doing and what's his workload like, or trying to kind of prep for the show, because I really don't like talking to him before the show, because that just takes away from the magic of how what's going to happen and then the spontaneousness that we have for each other. But same part is, if I do have to call him, we get tracking on project material, and then it's just like, man, we should have saved it. How did we get down that road? And I feel like if he and I were together like that too, in real life, nothing would be able to get done on a microphone in that time. So, again, in short, like I said, I believe separation has helped me and Kyle tremendously. I love him like a brother. He was going to be my best man in my wedding, as you know that too.
Yeah.
And a snowstorm prevented that from happening. But it's lasted us. It's the longevity of it. And that's just my personal opinion on the matter. I don't know what Kyle's take is, but I believe that is my take on the matter.
I think that's really freaking cool. Johnny, what's your thoughts?
That's just cool as hell. I mean, it's like same situation. Todd and I have been friends through social media for it's damn near 6 years. It's got to be. And never met the dude. And then I get a phone call out of the blue one day, and here we are.
Well, don't make it sound like I was stalking you and creeping you and somehow found your number, John. We were social media friends, and one day out of the blue, I got a call.
Well, no, I know. I mean, you and I have talked on messages before. I mean, I remember us having a freaking conversation over Funyuns.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember that? Yeah. I mean, it's just the I agree with the whole distance thing. It's cool as hell. You can be friends with someone. You can talk to somebody every day. It's just like Kitty and Shiner. I haven't met neither one of those dudes. I've been friends with Shiner as long as I have been with Todd. I talk to Shiner and Kitty every day. And actually, they should be recording tonight because Shiner's been under the weather this week. So hats off. Hope you're doing well, Shiner.
Yeah.
Hope y'all get your episode out tomorrow. But no, it's a cool thing. It really is. But like I said, Todd and I haven't met, but that's going to change.
2 weeks.
February the 8th. Yep.
You know
how me and Kyle met. Believe it or not, Kyle was producing YouTube videos. He would throw up just a video, or he would put up pictures of wrestlers before a pay-per-view and kind of doing like a motion card for themselves. And, well, just pictures and hyping up the video. And I would comment with him and say, you need to do like motion capture. You know how you will sit there and like watch the wrestlers, and they do like their little like move like that. Or if you ever watch Shawn Michaels back from like the mid 2000s, you sit there, punch him and stuff, hold his jaw, and then comes back out and puts his hands up, kind of, sort of something like that. And I said, you just need to record that and upload it. And I constantly text or message him or leave comments. Excuse me. He's like, you need to try that or try this, try that. Then one day out of the blue, He sent me a message through YouTube and said, I got a question for you. If you're game, let me know. And that is how me and Kyle started off. Only because I sat there, I watched his videos, and I went, this dude's got this voice of a Greek god who was sitting right beside Morgan Freeman. I mean, it just blew me away at his voice. He's subtle about that sort of thing, but he is probably hands down the best voice guy that I have ever met, and I'm honored that he is willing to do my new show intro too. I just have to give him a script so I can sit there and talk myself up and put myself over, and he has to say it.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Awesome. Nah, dude, he's a freaking awesome guy, man. My biggest gripe with me, and I've said this to Johnny numerous times, I've said to everybody who's ever listened to the show, my biggest complaint about this show for myself is having that voice. But some people just have it come naturally, and that's him. He has the perfect mic voice, for sure.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yep, I agree. Well, see, the thing is, I think you all have a great mic voice. And then, because when I listen back to our shows, I'm like, God, listen to me.
You start our fangirling?
Hold on, I missed it. What'd you say?
You start fangirling over yourself?
No.
Do you get a tingle?
I hate listening to my.
Do you get a tingle, Johnny?
Ooh, hold on. I just got a tingle that time.
You take a swill right there, Johnny. You'll be all right.
I did. That's where I got the tingle from.
If you need to go take five, let me know. I'll be more than happy to fill in while you take care of that problem for you.
All right. Johnny, do we got fan questions this week?
We do have a couple. Let's see here. Let me pull it up here.
Now, John, before I cut you off there, could I read my question? I know I submitted mine to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
However, this is a giant spur-of-the-moment situation, and I would feel honored and privileged if I could read my question live.
Absolutely. Please do it.
Well, hold on. as Jim Cornette would say, in the sperm of the moment. But go ahead.
Yes. Today, we ask you to pick the fashion statement you would most willing to rock for a full year. Would you be dressed this way, involving all human interactions with other human beings? Your choices are a jail jumpsuit, a Boy Scout uniform, a hospital gown with surgical mask, or a mime.
John Boy, you're up.
You want me to answer first?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'd go with mime. That way, if people I don't want to talk to, I don't have to talk to them. I'm going as a mime. that's my choice.
I'm going jailbird, baby. Who doesn't like a bad boy? You know what I mean? You can just call me Nails.
You took it from me.
That when I first read the question, that was going to be my pick, and then I went, no, you know what? I want to go as a mime. So I can act like if you talk to me, I don't have to talk to you back. If you're I got a story for you. Go ahead. That was my choice.
You just said, I got a story for you. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead?
But, all right, so I have a 15-year-old daughter. It just popped into my head.
You have a 15-year-old daughter.
We were in Kroger's. What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I missed what he said.
We know.
I got so pissed off the other night because you all know I'm on Kroger's all the time. Well, we were on the back aisle, and this dude came out of an aisle towards us about three aisles down. He came around the corner and locked eyes on my daughter and did not even make eye contact with me one bit. Stared at my daughter the whole time he's walking past me. By the time he got past me, I had stopped my buggy and was staring at him the whole time. Never looked at me one time. And when he got past, I had stopped at this point. In the aisle, stopped staring at this guy. Creeper, 40-some years old, mullet, reminded me of Donnie. And I turned and looked at my daughter. I said, I'm about to smack the look off his face. Loud enough, I know he heard me, but I'm going to tell you what, that pissed me off so bad. It ruined my night.
Did your daughter notice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she noticed. She said, yeah, that was weird. I'm like, yeah, well, it's getting harder and harder for people like that for me not to say something to. Because I should have looked at him and said, can I help you?
Can you show me to the mango salsa?
Nah,
dude, that's my biggest fear, man. Like, my daughter is absolutely beautiful, and it scares the ever-living shit out of me. It really does. I dread those moments to the point where, like, when the teenage years come, like, I'm so thankful her grandparents love her because they can have her for a decade. So I don't have to deal with all the money, the clothes, and all that other stuff. And I don't have to worry about that because I know Grandpa will beat his ass.
You know, I thought about your situation there. And I think we need to get some, like, stage photos of you putting people in the Orndorff armbar and just start hanging them around the house when it comes dating season.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, you could have, like, pictures of, like, people in slings afterwards, and you just sit there and just have someone screaming out in complete agony. And literally just, like, load it up before her first date comes over.
Yeah, I always said, you know, you can't hear a bow go off. Everybody's like, bring the shotgun out and clean it. I'll just lay three broadheads right there on the table. We're done. What do you think, Johnny? Does that sound all right? From outdoorsman to outdoorsman, do you approve?
Yeah, I approve. But see, my thing is you hurt my girl, I'm going to hit you more than just with one arrow. I'm probably going to pump off about 30 rounds.
Your shoulder would fall off if you tried to pull 30 of them.
No, that's a shoot. Shelly shot that gun. That gun don't kick.
You said crossbow.
No, I said 30 rounds.
Ah. Well, you said broadheads earlier. Johnny D. Hunt.
Yeah. You said you were going to use a bow. All right. I'm like, well, that's just, you said you were going to lay out 3 broadheads. Well, that's just, you know, you can get one shot with a bow and then you have to reload. No, I'm pumping off 30 rounds quick as I can. And freaking, our governor is a freaking tyrant, too.
Dude, your stuff is national news.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't get to tell you this. I have a coworker. Her and her husband lived in Virginia a couple years ago. Now they live up here my way. And they were going to go down to the exact council meeting that you went to, the very last one where you spoke. And they were actually going to be there and sit in on it, but they were unable to go.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
It's big freaking news. And you know what, Sir Justin Times in New York, do you guys pay attention to this stuff up there?
You can't avoid what's going on right now in Johnny's neck of the woods. I just sit there and I start scouring the papers to make sure he isn't like front page news anywhere up here.
Do you think this is all started by Johnny?
If he's on the face of New York Times, man, or anything like that, or National Enquirer, I'm going to have to sit there and have him autograph it when he comes up in July.
No, I haven't been in the news.
Do you think Johnny started this, Justin? He's a passionate man.
I understand and I recognize his passion for all things outdoors. Well, when one of his usernames is Tattooed in the Wild, I mean, it pretty much just goes without question right there. I understand loyalties. I like to think of Johnny going out like in the middle of summer and just like streaking out in the woods like Bigfoot, just to see if we can get some like Virginia Bigfoot sightings out there. No, it's just Johnny the Human Flash running through town again, hopped up on all that moonshine. Take him back to his jail cell like Otis from Andy Griffin.
I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
I heard that Johnny hunts in camo cargo shorts and flip flops. Is that true?
No.
That's the rumor on the street.
No, I've never done that.
All right.
Now I need to ask a secondary question here, because earlier, Johnny, you said that you shop with a buggy.
Yeah.
What the heck's a buggy? I missed that, Justin. Thank you.
Yes. It's
a buggy, cart, same difference.
No, it's not.
It is a shopping cart up here. And when I went to Boston, I had an individual ask me where his carriage was. I stared at him, and I'm blanking. He's like, where's my carriage?
Where's your horse?
Excuse me, sir? It's like, you took my carriage. I left my carriage here. And I'm staring at him like, I'm from New York, so this whole language barrier just isn't happening. You need to give me a little bit more information. And he said, my cart. Oh, your shopping cart. Yeah, it's over there, sir. But I have now learned that it's a shopping cart, a carriage, and a buggy. It's kind of been irking. It's just a New York thing, I suppose. I mean, we call it up here shopping carts.
No, we call it shopping carts.
Todd and I have had this conversation before. You've got dungarees, pants, jeans, and britches.
No, you don't, dude. You got pants.
Hey, hold on. We got so far off the fan questions right here.
Screw them. They can wait. Now listen.
Okay. Sorry, Sarah.
So, all right. Since we're on the topic of like jacked up words and stuff, and there's three of us here from three, we got a very southern man.
Oh, shit.
We got a country boy from Central PA, and we got a New Yorker. So what better time to like think of crazy words? So the word is water. Is it water or water?
Water.
Water.
You can tell you don't live in Long Island just in time.
Water.
Okay. Is it singles or dollar bills?
dollar bills.
Either or.
No, it's not. You got to pick one. This is my broad. Listen, this is my broadcast production on this show. It's not either or.
Both.
No, dude.
I'll go singles.
What are you talking about? No.
If I have singles to make change, like, I have to say, do you have any singles?
This feud is not over.
Yeah. Hey, man, singles, we already went like down that feud earlier this week.
With the real sounds podcast. Like a date nap.
Do you hear Johnny?
I heard him.
That's a date nap.
You know, speaking of, like, dating apps, Johnny, have you ever heard of an individual named Dolph Ziggler?
I have.
Pro wrestler.
Yes.
He is doing stand-up now, and there was a little special that I saw about him doing stand-up comedy, and he walked on stage, and the first thing that he said was, are there any single ladies out here tonight? And all the single ladies raised their hands, okay? And he goes, that was so much easier than Tinder. That was, I thought that was, for a new stand-up guy, that was pretty awesome.
Yes, that's funny.
Johnny, do we have fan questions? I don't even know.
Yes, sir, we do have another fan question. Nah. And this is from...
Just give me one more.
A lady, her name...
Go ahead.
What's that? This is from Sarah Ann. And I'm going to give her a shout-out. Sarah Ann, big into the outdoors. You can also find her. She's under the Outdoor Medic on Instagram.
Yeah, she saves lives.
Yes, absolutely. So shout out to Sarah. Thanks for asking the question. Mad props from us. And her question is, what is your favorite hunting show?
Justin Time, you can answer this one first.
Actually, believe it or not, my son, just believe it or not, started watching Chasing Monsters on Netflix, the outdoor fishing show.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh, hold on.
No, and I started watching notes. It with him going, this is really interesting. And I was sat there and watched about 2-3 hours of it with him. So I'm going to have to say at this moment in time, even though you tried to throw me a swerve right there, you son of a bitch, I'm saying Chasing Monsters.
Johnny boy.
Check that out. To me, I'm still gonna have to say the whole Monster Buck series from Real Tree Outdoors. I grew up on.
That's old school, man.
Yeah, that's old school. But I just watching that, that has always been one of my favorite ones.
I got to give two and. The reason being is because I did a filming for them, so I got to do them too. That would be Primal Instinct, which is now on Carbon TV. And yep. Without question, the single greatest hunting show in the history of hunting shows. And Johnny, if you disagree with me, I'll let Justin slide. But Justin, you would like this. I promise you would. Johnny, what can you guess is my favorite hunting show? If you get this wrong, you're fired. 86th. Your career is on the line right now.
I don't know.
Come on!
I don't know. Because Tattooed in the Wild is not on TV yet, so I don't know.
Meat Eater with Steve Ranella.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Justin, I need you to write down Meat Eater.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Justin Time. I'm the new co-host here of T.O. on the Toddcast. I now have the third show under my belt.
Short ride, bad landing, Johnny.
But you know what, Todd? You know what? You're exactly right. It totally slipped my... Yeah, it totally went over my head. Absolutely.
So, I want to describe the show real quick to everybody who's listening, because I am such, to steal Justin Time's word, I'm such an advocate for what Steve Ranilla does as an individual and everything. This show is not just a guy going out in the woods and hunting, okay? He's a storyteller. He's an author. He is a three-time outdoor big game cookbook writer. But he takes you on a journey. They tell stories about hunting. You learn so much about the land and history. And then after he harvests a game animal, he takes you in the kitchen and teaches you how to cook stuff. It's not your traditional Ted Nugent, "Wow, would you look at that," when he shoots something in his backyard. It is one of the this is how good of a show it is. The Smoking Hot will watch it. She's watched every episode of every season. We binge watched it. It is really awesome.
I might even have to retract my because I wasn't even thinking about that at the time.
Yeah, and it's all because over Netflix.
He's got a hell of a show.
He's a good dude. They're coming to Pittsburgh, and everybody, Meat Eater actually has a podcast too. Drops every Monday. It's one I listen to every Monday. And Johnny, you would love it. They are doing a live show in Pittsburgh coming up, and I'm going to try to get tickets and go.
That's freaking sweet. I'm writing that down. I didn't know he had a podcast.
Every Monday.
Writing that down.
Is there any other questions?
Yes. A secondary question from the outdoor medic, Sarah Ann. She wants to know, and do you listen to any hunting podcast?
I listen to Meat Eater every Monday. I tune into... Johnny, you go first, because you listen to a whole plethora of them.
I got a bunch of them. And the bad thing is, I know I'm going to forget somebody, and it's going to piss me off when I listen to this tomorrow. Number one podcast, hunting podcast for me, is East Coast Bow Hunting Podcast.
Yes, listen to it
my
myself.
My boy... Huh?
I've listened to it myself.
Oh, yeah. My boys D-Rock and East Coast Trev, listen to them. Working Class Bow Hunters Podcast, Whitetail Distraction Podcast. And my man Garrett Venner just started his own Kills It podcast, The Modern Assassin. He started his podcast. I don't miss that. You got Chasing Tales, True from the Stand, Whitetail Distraction, The Hunting Public. What's another one? Whitetail Rendezvous, Deer Hunt. That's just the kind of shit I listen to. Like I said, I know I'm forgetting somebody.
Yeah, but here's a quick little fact for you, Johnny. Before I got cut off, well, not cut off, before I got thrown off the air, I was supposed to be on Whitetail Rendezvous.
Really?
Yeah, I spoke to the guy and everything else like that. We, because he knew I had my podcast, what the original topics were about and stuff, and I spoke to Bruce and everything. Everything was supposed to be good, and then I got thrown off the air, and then we kind of just lost connection.
Oh, no. There, like I said, I know I'm missing one. I just know I'm missing some. I can't think off the top of my head. I didn't write all this down. But like I said, and there are certain days of the week when I know when these things drop, and I look forward to them. So those are my hunting podcasts that I listen to, and then of course I have other podcasts as well that I listen to, but that's me.
Yeah, I have for sure. Every Monday. I do not miss an episode of Meat Eater. I listen to East Coast Book Hunting Podcast, which is really awesome because ever since life gets so fast, I don't have the same amount of time in the woods as I used to and everything. So, I got to keep up,
Yeah.
And it's a great way to do it. It's a great way to learn. It's a great way to hear stories. And that's what the whole thing's about.
That's what it's about. Stories of the hunt. I just love it. I love hearing everybody's success. You know me. You and I talked all season long. I sat in the stand 3 times this year. That's it.
Listen to him rub it in. Go ahead.
Go ahead and rub it in. I've been sitting in the stand 3 times this year.
And how many did you get?
3.
Yeah, go ahead and rub it in, Johnny boy.
I wasn't going to bring it. I'm not rubbing it in. I was fortunate. I was lucky enough. I know my area. I've been spoiled. That's why I was so depressed this year. I've been spoiled for 20 years. I had the same 2 properties, and I know I've said it before. for 20 years that I've hunted. I knew them like the back of my hand. And then to lose the biggest property you have, I was like, screw it, I'm just not going to hunt. And pretty much, Dreama told me, she said, babe, your attitude is horrible. You need to go hunt. So I bought my license and I went hunting. But, however, I did pick up 68 acres that borders the Skyline National Drive, because there's no hunting on Skyline National Drive. It borders the Skyline, and it borders National Forest on the other side. So I did pick that up. I haven't scouted it yet. I'm going out in the spring to start scouting it. So 2020, whole different story.
That's freaking awesome, man. 2020 is my year to get back in the wilderness. 2020, I'm getting scratched by a bear in 2020. I'm writing an outdoors list of things I need to happen. I need to get scratched by the bear finally. I need to get back out in the streams. I need to tie more flies. There's a whole bunch of stuff I need to do.
So, hey, Sir Justin Time, do you hear what he's saying about getting scratched by a bear?
You know, I've gotten scratched by a couple cats.
So is Johnny!
That was
right there. Cat scratch fever.
Yeah. $28,000 later worth of rabies shots. Yeah, I've been scratched by a cat too. But you hear him talking about wanting to get scratched by a bear?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, we might have our own podcast because he wants to go poking a bear. It may not end up so good.
You know, that's called Jackass.
Yeah, he's not.
I'll punch it right in its freaking nose. Yeah.
Now,
I want to be on you, listen, I guarantee you an Orndorff armbar hooked on a bear would go viral. Let's freaking do it.
Did you see that dude punch that kangaroo a few years back?
Dude, he freaking threw a haymaker and nailed it. And the thing just like stood there stunned. It was rocking.
Oh, it was the greatest thing I saw that year when that thing came out.
Yes, it was. It was amazing. Man, don't mess with my dog. I'd have done the same thing.
Now, I got to ask you, have we talked about your trip to New York City?
No, we have not.
Do we want to tease that for next week, or do you want to give it a little taste?
Well,
can I interject here? Because
sure, Johnny, go ahead and take over. Go ahead.
No, I'm not taking over.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm going to interject for a minute. I'm so happy that we have Sir Justin Time on the show. Now, when we talk about this, I thought there was an agreement that the hashtag smoking hot soon to be wife was going to be on the show.
And here I am, sweetie. How you doing?
What's your name?
How you doing?
My name is Juan.
Well, let me tell you. There's a reason why, okay, and none of this show was, listen, as you can tell, we're bouncing around, folks. None of this show was discussed.
No.
Calling it in the ring, and it's a cluster.
Calling it in the ring, and you know what? We're going on first.
Jim Cornette's in the corner having a coronary somewhere going, yeah, guys, I'm bitches, video game playing that mapper.
He's cosplaying podcasters.
Outlaw Mud Show.
How long, bunch of podcasters? Listen, there is a reason, and the reason why I'm saying this is because Justin Time had no idea. She said to me, we had such an experience, so much negative happened in New York City that we were walking on the streets of Times Square, and she was like, "If you want me on your show to talk about this, I will." Out of the blue, and she refuses to be on the microphone. Johnny, am I right?
Yes, you are right. She's been on, as far as I know, she's only been on it once.
One time. Except she participated in the song we made about you when you were naked, chewing on Hot Pockets and having a PBR. But other than that, she has not been on the microphone. But she volunteered. She is under the weather right now. So she is not here tonight. But next week, we will have her on, and she will talk about the trip. It was weird, man. But I will say this. A little teaser. I saw my first New York City rat.
Hey, my man.
I've been to New York City 20 times. Legitimately, 20 times. And I've never had the privilege of seeing a New York City rat. And if this wasn't the size of a wiener dog, I'm not wearing a white hat right now. I'm not kidding, Johnny.
Oh my god.
Your house cat that kicked your ass, this thing would have taken you to the ground.
I mean, oh my god. You've seen Pizza Rat, right?
What?
There's a Pizza Rat. Like 2 years ago, they had in New York City, someone took a video of a rat carrying a piece of pizza down the subway steps, and he was dubbed Pizza Rat.
Oh, yes, I did.
I did not see that, but it's funny because
yes, I remember that.
The rat that I saw was in the subway.
See? Did you go, you dirty rat?
You gotta say it with the Italian accent. Oh, yeah, you rat.
Dirty rat, you dirty
there
rat.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast where we're discussing dirty rats. Today's topic.
This is a borderline wrestling show, so let's talk about rats. Johnny, do you know what rats means in the wrestling business?
What's that?
Asking Johnny if he knows what rats are in the wrestling business.
Well, I got a pretty good idea, but probably maybe not the same definition. As
it very well could be, so why don't you go ahead and say it?
Oh, no, you're not going to embarrass me.
Not going to be embarrassed. I'm thinking, if I had to guess, and Justin Tong will probably agree with me on this, that you're probably right.
I mean, it's just somebody, it sounds to me like it's just somebody that would stab somebody in the back.
No, okay, you're wrong. No.
Okay.
No,
I figured.
No, but no, that's okay. That is a rat, but in the wrestling business, it's it are girls that like to hang out around wrestlers.
Yep.
Oh,
ring rats.
Okay.
They're called ring rats.
Just like lot lizards.
Oh, it's kind of like a mud cricket in the in here in the south.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah. You're so like southern.
Mud crickets go in their buggies. I mean, they sit there, they circle them around.
No. These mud crickets are the chicks that when you go to I don't go to these things. This is just something I learned in the past 2 years. When you go to freaking like mud ball shows or whatever, you got the mud crickets that want to hang around all the big trucks and, you know, with the guys with the big trucks.
What's a mud bog show?
Yeah, it's a mud cricket.
What's a mud bog show?
Ah, you'll have to look it up. Seriously?
Yeah. Dude,
we got the walking definition of one right here, and he's telling us to look it up? You're the Southern personified. Go look it up.
Damn, we 30 minutes away, we got a place called Big Boys Playground, right? You take your trucks up there, they got mud pits, they got trails, they got hill climbs. There's nothing like dropping a freaking vehicle down in a mud pit and seeing if you can make it out to the other side.
That's called snow in upstate New York, man. So we don't know if we make it out the driveway or not.
I give you that. I agree with that. But, yeah, shoot, there's nothing like going playing in the mud in a vehicle. I miss my Jeep so damn bad, it's unreal.
Hey, I just want to point something out to everybody. Since we won't record again until next week, I just want to let everybody know, because, sometimes we do like to spread some sort of awareness on the show. And on Monday, it is the start of Diarrhea Awareness Week. All right, Johnny? It runs until Friday.
I swear. I knew it was coming. I knew something was coming.
Don't you just hate verbal diarrhea, man? Damn it. It just comes spewing out all over the place.
Johnny, what do you call a poor town in Italy? Actually, Justin, time is for you. What do you call a poor town in Italy?
I don't know. What do you call a poor town in Italy?
The spaghetti.
Oh. I wish I had my sound effects.
I know. Oh, God. How long have we been on this freaking show?
My time says an hour and 8 minutes, but we were on the phone well before...
Another hour, and it's no longer than the Atomic Drop Show.
Oh, hey, real quick, back to... I meant to plug this in when we were talking about the whole Virginia thing. So our city council, without any kind of advertisement that they were going to even speak on this tonight, they voted down 6-1 that Stanton City will not be a Second Amendment city. I had to bring that up. It just pissed me off. It popped in my head. I just got a message like 5 minutes ago or so that said that our city council voted it down. So we've got a bunch of liberal bullshit people in my city.
So what are your thoughts on this? Just because we've talked about it for a few weeks, yeah. Express how you feel about this whole thing right now.
You got the beep button ready?
Sure, go for it.
I'm fucking pissed, that's why. We got a bunch of liberal fuckers that run this town.
Why am I ears beating so bad?
I'm sorry.
Johnny, stop cussing, man. My ears are bleeding. My virgin ears.
Yeah, I know better now. Todd, my finger.
What?
Todd, did I send you the picture of the sticker that my buddy made me at work?
No, you did not.
Did I already tell you this?
No.
He made me a big-ass sticker. It was supposed to be a bumper sticker, is what he told me. But it wouldn't fit on my bumper. I have a sticker on my tailgate. My wife will agree with you 100%. I now have a sticker on the tailgate of my truck that says, "Our governor is a tyrant," and it's on my tailgate of my truck. I hate Virginia. I hate our government.
Our government's pretty good. PA, you want to move?
Yeah.
Don't come here.
It's bad. Oh, no, don't worry, Ben. Don't worry. I'm not. Y'all elect. Hey, don't worry. I'm not coming up there. Y'all elected AOC. Fuck.
Oh, God. Here we go. Johnny's going to go.
Speechless.
How about them Yankees, huh?
How about them?
How about them
Bombers?
I know. I like the Yankees. Always have.
Johnny, I'm going to see you soon, bud.
Yes, indeed. Won't be long, brother.
Won't be long. It's going to be awesome.
The 8th. February the 8th.
And you're finally going to meet Sir Justin Time and Kyle Cruz come July.
July.
Mark that in your calendar, Johnny. You can't get out of it.
Let me tell you how cool the events went down today for me. So, Dreamer did, of course, she didn't want me to go alone. I was prepared to go alone. And Chris, you know, our buddy Chris Price, he said, "Well, Johnny, I'll go with you." I'm like, "All right, cool." Well, I said, "But I think Dallas is going to go." Dallas Brewer is the co-owner of Tattooed in the Wild. I was trying to get him to come up. He's too busy. He can't go. I get a text from Dallas today and says, "You know, I'm too busy. I'm not going to be able to make it." Well, 20 minutes later, I get a call from my cousin who listened to the podcast. He just listened to last week's podcast today. He said, "Johnny," he said, "I'm going to the show anyway." He said, "You go with me." He said, "I'm already going." He said, "I'm not into the hunting stuff." He said, "But I'm into the fishing stuff." He said, "I'm already going. So you just ride with me." I'm like, done deal. So February the 8th, I'll be there.
That's stoked, buddy. I'm glad to finally meet you. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I don't care if we got to record in the damn car. We're going to do an episode up there.
Yeah, we will. Hey, a guy who was on the show, he's the voice of the Center region of Pennsylvania, he does Penn State sports and everything. His name is his name is Jeff Brown. He's a good buddy of mine. And he does live radio. And he has this thing that he does every single morning. And he's got a thing that he does every single morning where he says stuff he finds looking for other stuff. As in, like, interesting facts. Okay?
All right.
So, and I was like, you know what? That's kind of interesting. What kind of weird facts are out there? I think we're going to do a little... I think we're just going to, like, throw out some weird facts. Sound good, Johnny?
Sound good to me, homie.
You can believe some of this weird stuff that's, like, is actually real. So...
a Snapple cap.
What's that?
It's kind of like you're a human Snapple cap.
Right. Exactly. Great analogy. Who here likes Donkey Kong? Anybody?
Hey, I love Donkey and his little kiddo ditty.
Check this out. Donkey Kong got its name because its creator believed donkey meant stupid in English. It wanted to convey that the impression the character that the character was a stupid ape. Can you believe that?
Here it comes.
No, Johnny, it's not a dad joke, I promise. This is real.
Okay.
Another one I found was, okay, this is going to be fun. Because, you know what, Justin Time, you're going to do this one real quick. Because
all right, hit me.
Because you always come up with these freaking weird-ass questions on my show. So then I got a weird-ass one for you. What is the medical name for a butt crack?
Medical name for a butt crack?
There is a medical name for a butt crack.
And I work in a doctor's office, too, so I should probably know that. At this moment, I'm going to say cracular articulitis.
Were you going to say dystrophy or something there for a
second? You know, I should have went with dystrophy.
That is wrong. Johnny, do you have any idea what the medical name for butt crack is?
Medical name for butt crack. Let's see.
Everyone's waiting.
I looked it up.
You Googled it?
Yeah, I Googled it.
You can't Google it.
Interglutinum cleft.
Intergluteal cleft is the name.
I couldn't pronounce that shit. Yeah, I looked it up real quick as soon as you ask it.
Hey, if a guy at McDonald's works overtime, is it called a McDouble?
Probably in their world it is.
Probably in their world. Well, guys, I think we've reached a little bit of time here on this show where we might need to turn it down and, as Stone Cold Steve Austin says, drift off into the sunset. But Sir Justin Time, would you like to plug Potting Around Rockchester one more time?
Absolutely. Hopefully within the next coming weeks or so, at least hopefully in 2 weeks. I like to give myself at least 2 week notice or so. I will be producing a podcast called Potting Around Rochester, a salute to the working class here around Rochester, New York, or maybe even further out, maybe even central Pennsylvania. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go wherever the wind takes me. But I will be out, and also I would be amiss if I did not mention the Atomic Drop Show every Thursday night that we record alongside with you and Johnny. For some ungodly reason, Wednesdays are for podcasting for all three of us, or four of us.
Nice.
Real quick, Potting Around Rochester. I wanted to ask you this earlier.
Hit me.
There is, in your little ad, you say you might get somebody famous.
Yes.
Would you... have you happened to reach out to a man named Brody Lee yet?
I have not reached out to Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee is still contractually obligated to WWE. Speaking of, since you even said that, I do want to make a side note and say that I am AEW approved. I did purchase my tickets for AEW in March. Come on.
I'm so... are you going to have a little bit of the bubbly?
You know I already have a little bit of the bubbly here at the old Atomic Drop HQ.
Johnny, are you going to have a little bit of the bubbly? He doesn't know what that is. But Johnny, okay, ready? We need you to, say a little bit of the bubbly.
Don't worry, I got
a little bit of the bubbly.
that's pretty good, Johnny.
I give you that.
Oh, well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations on the big move for the Atomic Drop Show. And wish you the best of luck anytime that you need anything. You know that both of us will be there for you.
Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And we greatly appreciate you coming on tonight.
And thank you for having me at the complete last minute. Like I said, these things happen from time to time. And sometimes real life stuff just gets in the way, and we just got to sit there and make do with what we got. And I couldn't ask for a better send-off from Blog Talk Radio than being on your show as a corporate takeover.
That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Todd Orndorff, and I greatly appreciate you listening to this fine program that we put out each and every week. My name is Todd Orndorff. Oh, wait. You know what I never do, Johnny?
What's that?
Listen, you know my memory's crap, dude. You got to keep me in check. You're the co-host. Do you not read your responsibilities checklist?
It's on the mission statement. You didn't get your mission statement?
No, I didn't get it. And you do realize how old I am. You talk about your memory. My memory is way worse than yours, brother.
You remembered you went out hunting three times and got three deer. Folks, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Todd Orndorff on the Toddcast. If you want to email the show, on the Toddcast at gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, YouTube. Wherever you look, you will find us. My name... Oh, Johnny, where can they find you? I'm so... Johnny, just go ahead and say something.
Lack of credentials are affecting you hard tonight, bro.
I am... Oh, my... I know.
Get this man a beer.
I think he's lying. I think he's had credentials all night long.
I wish I had credentials all night long. Johnny, where can they find you?
Johnny Simo, Tattooed in the Wild. Best place to find me on Instagram.
Awesome.
That's where you find me.
That's where you can find Johnny, folks. And you can find us at the Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 8th. You know what, Johnny? Let's do something.
What's that?
Just to see. Let's say noon, February 8th. We will be in the Archery Hall. Okay. If anybody's listening, come hang out with Johnny and I in the Archery Hall at the Great American Outdoor Show.
Absolutely, because I plan on being there way earlier than that. I'm leaving. We're leaving early.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to be there before then, because I still got to drive home.
Dude, you got 3 hours and 20 minutes. I Googled it for you. You ain't leaving. Hello? You ain't leaving before 3.
What, in the morning?
No, Johnny, in the afternoon.
Oh, no. Hell no, I'm not leaving there. No. I'm good. Hey, we'll be fine. Noon, we're good.
And noon in the Archery Hall, folks. My name is Todd Orndorff. Out.
I'm Johnny. Peace.
We're talking about a man.
That's me.
He's esteemed. He's known worldwide.
You heard him.
He has listeners everywhere.
Woo!
Damn near every corner of the globe.
That's far.
Mr. Tuttle.
Let's go. I'm a podcast veteran. Been in the game for 10 years. I got the co-host that knows most, and that's Johnny. And I'm Toddy. This is the TC.